we ask people each and every year whether they intend to spend more money, about the same, or less money on gifts as they enter into the holiday season. And it's interesting this year. As you know, we track consumer confidence during the course of the year, and we've seen over the last year that consumer confidence is up a bit. You know, people are feeling a little bit more bullish about their willingness to spend, but we really don't see that in holiday spending. Well over half of New Yorkers told us that they really plan to keep their spending about at the same level that it was last year. Close to a third say, in fact, they'd like to spend a little bit less. Only 1 out of 10 say that they intend to spend more money this year on gifts than they have in the past. Big difference by income level, is, as you might expect. Overall, about a quarter of New Yorkers say that they've budgeted over $1,000 on holiday gifts. But when you segment that out and you look at people making $100,000 a year or more, nearly half of those people say they're going to go out there and spend over $1,000. On the flip side, amongst those New Yorkers who are earning $50,000 a year or less, half of those people say, you know what, I've got to keep my spending under $300. So a big difference based on income.
When was the poll conducted?
Poll was conducted during the course of November, between November the 7th and November the 21st, so as the holiday season was approaching. We did ask people, you know, to what degree they were excited about the holiday season, and over 60% of New Yorkers told us they were at least somewhat excited. We also asked some fun questions. Each and every year we ask whether or not people believe in Santa Claus or not. You know, we see a really stable level of belief in Santa. This year it's about a third, 32%, and that's about what we get every year. Personally, I'm surprised because I'm shocked when everyone doesn't believe in Santa Claus. We also ask whether or not people are putting up a Christmas tree in their home for the holiday season. Nearly three-quarters of all New Yorkers, far more upstaters, 84%, say, absolutely, I'm putting up a tree. But in the struggle between the real and the artificial is doing quite well. Of those people putting up a tree, 61% plan to use an artificial tree, 38% a real tree. Again, the upstate number a little bit higher. Of upstaters putting up a tree, slightly more than 40% say, give me that real tree.
In these politically correct times, there's been debate over saying Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Did the survey touch on that?
Sure. I mean, that's that salutation is one that's been bandied about in the political realm. Here in New York, Merry Christmas wins out by 13 points over Happy Holidays. A majority, 51% of New Yorkers. Again, upstate sort of separates itself. Two-thirds of upstaters say that Merry Christmas is the greeting that they prefer during this holiday season. Interesting, in New York City, a plurality prefer Happy Holidays at 48% to only 39% of New York City residents that say Merry Christmas.
Were there any questions about where people might be doing their holiday gift shopping?
We did ask a little bit about online shopping. What percentage of your shopping you intend to do online? A third of New Yorkers say they're not going to do any. The largest number we'd ever seen at 18%, nearly 1 out of 5 New Yorkers say that they're going to do at least 3/4, if not all, their shopping online. So that's the biggest number. We've seen that continue to grow over the years. If you go back to 2008, for example, a almost insignificant 2% said that they would do virtually all of their shopping online. Now that's up to nearly 20%. Cyber Monday and the integration of online shopping into our lives is really apparent in this, with a very, very large section of New Yorkers saying they're going to do most, and two-thirds saying they're going to do at least some of their shopping online.
We have a time span here from November 7th, I think you said, till the 21st that the survey was conducted. Any noticeable change in people's attitudes as they perhaps got more used to the idea that Donald Trump is the president-elect? Was there more of a Christmas spirit or more positive feelings or less, or did that not matter?
It really didn't seem to filter in. I think anecdotally, it seemed as though maybe it was our interviewers, maybe it was the respondents. They were so happy that we were neither calling and asking, nor were they being asked about politics, and they were quite enthusiastic to talk about the holidays for a little while rather than the election. You know, on another note, we also ask each year whether people are making any charitable donations or engaging in any volunteering during the holiday season. And again, we saw really kind of impressive numbers. Three-quarters of New Yorkers, over 80% of upstaters said, absolutely, I'll be making donations of money, food, or gifts to charitable organizations during this time of the year. And 37%, you know, better than a third, say that they're actually going to be going out and volunteering some of their time for organizations that try to address the needs of other people during this holiday season. So there still remains a very strong spirit of giving in New York State in general and here in Upstate specifically during this holiday season.